Mesechtes Zvachim, Daf Mem Aleph, 8 lines from the top of Daf Mem Amud Beis. Let us begin with a review. As previously, the Gemara was discussing various kabbonis that are brought into Beis HaMikdash, and the Gemara discussed the Parkei Mashiach and the Parham Davish El Tzibor that the Torah brings down in Pasha VaYikra, and we also spoke about the Par and Sori of the Kohen Gadol that was brought in Yom Kippur that we find in Pasha's Achri Mois, and we also spoke about the Pesukim in Pasha Shlach, where the Torah tells us that a Bezdin made a mistake and Klai Yisrael did an Issa of Aveda Zara, then there's a requirement to bring a par la'ila and a sara l'chatos. And on the bottom of the Daflam and Testament Aleph, the Gemara brought a brisa that discussed the pasuk in Pashas Vayikra, which is in the Pasha of the Parhom Davshel Tzibor, which is right after the Pasha of the Par Kohen Mashiach. And the pasuk states, Va'osel par kasha osel par chatos, kein yasel loy, v'chipa le'em akoyim v'nisach lo'em. Since the pasuk already taught us all the dinim of Parhom Davshel Tzibor, and all the dinim of Parhom Davshel Tzibor are exactly similar to the Par Kohen Mashiach, so there was no reason to say this entire pasuk. The Braisa taught us that even if the entire pasuk is extra, and the Torah repeated this pasuk in order to be shalom al avakasav la'akev, and to teach us that the hazois as well as the matanois of the parum davashel tibar are ma'akev, but if so, the pasuk could have just stated va'asa kasha asa, and therefore when the Torah stated va'asa lapar, so the word lapar is extra, the Braisa taught us lapar ze parum kippurim, that's teaching us to compare the parum kippurim to the parum davashel tibar that this pasha is talking about, as well as to the Parkei Mashiach, since this Pasha also mentions the Parkei Mashiach, as the Pasha continues, Kasha Asa Lepar, and that word Lepar refers to the Parkei Mashiach. And 16 lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Aleph, the Gemara asks, L'may Hichasa, for what purpose are we being makish the din of the Parkei Mashiach and the din of Parim Davishil Tzibor to teach us dinim b'negei the Parim Kippurim? And after a Papa slugged up the teretz of Nachman Yitzchak, where a Papa explained that this Hekesh teaches us that the dinim that we learn b'negei the Parkei Mashiach of Espedam and Tfilah applied to the Parium Kippurim as well. And Ezra Papa explained that since in Pashas Achrimois, Pedagia the Parium Kippurim, the Pasuk just states simply, V'lokach midama par, V'hizu be'etzboi al pnei ha-kapuris kedma, V'lofnei ha-kapuris yazu shevapam min adam be'etzboi. While in Pashas Vayikur, Pedagia the Parium Mashiach, the Torah is Meirich, and the Torah states, V'tavala kreinis etzboi be'adam, V'hizu min adam shevapam v'fnei Hashem, as pnei perichas ha-kredish. And the word V'tavala, as well as the word S, as well as the word Badam, are all extra. And from the word S, we're Mabar, that if a Kohen Mashiach brings a carbon and he does Tfilas Etzba, and he had a blister on his finger, that would still be kosher. And as the Gemara stated, Lahachshia Belis Sheba Etzba. And from the extra word Badam, we were Mabar, Shehe Badam, Shehe Tfilah Meikara. And we learn from the word Vitovel that the Kohen has to dip his finger into the actual blood, and he can't take it from the side of the Kli. And as the Gemara stated, Vitovel, Viloim Misapi. And one may have thought that these dinim only apply to the Parkei Mashiach and not to the Parium Kippurim. And therefore, the Braisa teaches us that from the extra word of Lapar, that it states B'negeid of Parum Davashel Tzibor, whose Pasha also speaks about the Parkei Mashiach. So we learned that just like these dinim apply to Parkei Mashiach, so it also applies to the Parium Kippurim as well. And our Gemara now begins, Tanika Basir Rapapa, that we have a Braisa that teaches us the same idea as Rapapa, that when we have a Hekesh from Parkei Mashiach to the Parium Kippurim, it's teaching us the dinim of Espadama Utvila. And as the Braisa states, that really B'negei the Parum Davashel Tzibor, the Pasuk could have just stated V'asa Kasha Asa, that would have sufficed in order to teach us that the Azoyis, as well as the Matanis of the Parum Davashel Tzibor, are Ma'akev, as Shana Lava Kasav La'akev, and Matai Malim Lapar, why did the Torah state V'asa Lapar, and therefore the word Lapar is extra, L'Rabba is Parium Kippurim, L'chol Masha Amin B'inyan Divri Rebbe, and therefore Rebbe teaches us that the word Lapar is coming to teach you that the dinim of Parium Kippurim are hookish to the dinim of Parum Davashel Tzibor as well as the Parkei Mashiach. And Rashi is bothered that maybe this pasuk is only come to teach us that the Azoyis and Matanois of the Parium Kippurim are also Ma'akev, just like the Parum Davashel Tzibor. And how do we know that Rebbe is also trying to teach us that the din of Es, Badam, and Tfilah are also going to be learned from the Parkei Mashiach to the Parium Kippurim? And Rashi explains that since Rebbe used Lashon of the Chol Ha'am B'inyan, so Akol Bechlal, Vafilu Es, Badam, and Tfilah, and we see that Rebbe is telling us that we should makish everything that states B'negei the Parum Davashel Tzibor and the Parkei Mashiach to the dinim of Parium Kippurim, which of course also includes the three limudim that we learn from the words Es Bedam and V'Toval, and Lemaisa from the words of Rebbe Kiva, we see exactly like the words of Rebbe Papa, that from the words Lapar, we learn out all these dinim, and therefore we have a Tanin Kavase to Rebbe Papa, and keep in mind that we were Gurus in our Gemara, Divri Rebbe, and some are Gurus, Divri Rebbe Kiva, and as we will see in a moment, Rebbe Shmuel will be on the Tanakhama, And since Rebbe lived a lot later than Rebbe Shmuel, so it wouldn't make sense that Rebbe Shmuel was responding to Rebbe, and therefore it would make sense that the Tanakhama of this Braisa is actually Rabbi Akiva and not Rebbe. The Gemara will now continue and bring down another Shita, and this is going to be the Shita of Rebbe Shmuel, and Rebbe Shmuel will tell us that we do not need the word Lapar in order to be Ma'abar, the Payu and Kippurim for all of these Dinim, and instead we will be able to learn it based on the Kal V'Chomer. And as the Gemara continues, on Rebbe Shmuel, Kal V'Chomer, that we can learn this Din from a Kal V'Chomer, and we will first read the Kal V'Chomer, and then the Gemara will explain it, as Rebbe Shmuel explains that we have a Kal V'Chomer, Umab Makam Shlei Hush for Karbon LaKarbon, Hush for Maisel Maisim, that Madach in a case where the types of animal that are brought for a carbon are not the same, and even so, the Maisa of the Asiyas HaKarbon of both of those Karbonais have to be exactly the same. So Makam Shehish for Karbon LaKarbon, and Yedin Shehish for Maisel Maisa, since both the Parim Kippurim and the Parim Dov Shel Tzibur are brought from the same animal as both are brought from a par, therefore certainly it would make sense that the dinim of Parim Kippurim should be exactly the symbol to the Parim Dov Shel Tzibur as well as to the Pakai Mashiach, and therefore the dinim that we learn from the words Es, Badam, and Vitoval would also apply to the Parim Kippurim. And Rabbi Shmuel continued that if we don't learn the dinim of Parim Kippurim for the word par that states by the Parim Dov Shel Tzibur, so Elamat Hamalim Lapar, so why does the Torah state the extra word Lapar? And he explains that Parim Dov Shel Tzibur, this is actually teaching the Limud B'negei the Parim Dov Shel Tzibur. And when the pasuk continues and states Va'asal Lapar Kasha Asal Lapar Chatos, so the word Lapar Zeh Pakai Mashiach, this refers to the Pakai Mashiach, and this teaches us that we have a hekesh between the Parim Dov Shel Tzibur and the Pakai Mashiach. And since B'negei the Parim Dov Shel Tzibur, the pasuk stated Va'asal Kasha Asar and Shalom Lav Akosav Akev and the Azoyis and the Matonis Hadam of the Parim Dov Shel Tzibur Om Akev, the same would apply to the Azoyis and the Matonis Hadam of the Pakai Mashiach, and all the Azoyis and all Matonis of the Pakai Mashiach will be Ma'akev. And keep in mind that the Gemara will be bothered that certainly it makes sense that the word Lapar comes to teach us the din b'negei the Pakai Mashiach, but why would the Torah have to write Va'asal Lapar, as Lemaisa this Pasha is discussing the Parim Dov Shel Tzibur, and therefore it would seem that the word Lapar is still extra. And the Gemara now continues to focus on the memory of Rabbi Shmuel, as Rabbi Shmuel stated that we can learn the dinim of Parim Kippurim from a Kal V'Chomer. And the Gemara continues on Mamar that we previously saw in the Braisa, and Rabbi Shmuel said that we can learn the dinim of Parim Kippurim from a Kal V'Chomer, and the Kal V'Chomer went as follows, Umab Makam Shlehush for Karbon LaKarbon, that Madach in a place where the types of Karbonis that are brought are not the same animal, and even so, the dinim of the Karbonis are the same. And the Gemara asked, My Lehush for Karbon LaKarbon, which two Karbonis are we referring to that are not the same animal? As Elaim of Parim Kippurim, Vesarium Kippurim, as if you're going to say we're referring to the Parim Kippurim and the Sarium Kippurim, and even though the actual animals are not the same, as the Parim Kippurim is a par and the Sarium Kippurim is a sarer, certainly based on the Psukim and Pashas Achrimais, we know that the Avridis of the Parim Kippurim and the Sarium Kippurim are exactly the same. However, the Gemara is, Ikel Mifrach, Ma'alahanach, Shkin Nichlis, Domelon, Flavel, Flim, that although it's certainly true that both of these Kabbonites are brought from different Minim, but there is a major similarity between the two, as both are brought Lefnai V'Lefnim, and therefore it makes sense that the Avedis of each of them should be the same. And how would Rabbi Shmuel try to compare this din to the dinim of Parim Dov Shel Tzibur and the din of Parim Kippurim, although it's true that both Kabbonites are brought from the same animal, as both were brought from a par, but the mice are very different, as the dam of the Parim Kippurim is brought Lefnai V'Lefnim, whereas the dam of the Parim Dov Shel Tzibur and the Pakai Mashiach are not brought Lefnai V'Lefnim, and therefore potentially the Avedis of the Parim Kippurim and the Pakai Mashiach and the Parim Dov Shel Tzibur could be potentially different, and therefore this can't be pshat in the Kal V'Chomer Rabbi Shmuel. Therefore, the Gemara explains that the Parim Dov Shel Tzibur was Seir Avedis Kichavim. Rabbi Shmuel's Kal V'Chomer was based on the Parim Dov Shel Tzibur and the Seir Avedis Kichavim, and both of these Kabbonis were brought when Bezdin made a mistake, and the Parim Dov Shel Tzibur was when they made a mistake. Ben Gei all Averis would be a Chiv of Kares, and the Seir Avedis Kichavim was when Bezdin made a mistake, and Rabbi Tzibur did an Aver Avedis Zara, and the Kal V'Chomer Rabbi Shmuel would be as follows, that Madoch Ben Gei the Parim Dov Shel Tzibur as well as the Seir Avedis Zara were the different animals, and even so the dinim of those Kabbonis are the same. So certainly we should be able to learn the din of Parim Kippurim from the din of Parim Dov Shel Tzibur and the Pakai Mashiach, that the dinim that we learn from the words Es, Badam, and Vitoval not only relevant to the Pakai Mashiach but are also relevant by the Parim Kippurim. Ayin Rashi, he points out that how do we know that the dinim of the Seir Avedis Kichavim are similar to the Parim Dov Shel Tzibur? And Zok Rashi, the Amar Le'el, and as we learned in Daf Lamed Tesem Beis, Hachatos L'Rabbi Seir Avedis Kichavim, V'Alfa Pish Lehushvu Karbon L'Karbon, the High Par V'High Sarer. However, once again, the Gemara points out out that l'chayrus would not be a valid kalvachaymer, as ikl mifrach ma'lahanach shekhin mechapran alveris mitzvah sidua, that quite possibly the reason why we compare the din of Sarah of Aviv Zara to the din of Param Del Shel Tzibor is because there's a similarity between both of these kabbanos, as both of these kabbanos are coming for Bezin pasking incorrectly on halacha that they know, and they already know that they did this improperly, and therefore there's a reason for them to bring a carbon, and therefore it makes sense to compare and have the same avodas by the Param Del Shel Tzibor and the Sarah of Aviv Zara. However, potentially we would still not be able to compare the din that we find by a Param Del Shel Tzibor to the din of a Parim Kapurim, as although the kabbanos are being brought from the same inn, as they're both being brought from a par, but possibly the avodas of each of them would be different, as lemaisa is a major difference between both these kabbanos, as the Param Del Shel Tzibor is coming for an avera that the tzibor knows that they did, and they know which avera it's coming for, while the Parim Kapurim is coming for those averas that the kahanim don't know about, and as we learned in Masechta Shavuos, that the par kohen mashiach comes to be taila for any avera of tumas mikdash v'kedoshav, and as Rashi points out, can am b'shavuos that it comes al sheyesh b'yidia b'tchilo ve'im b'yidia l'b'sayv, shech shenitma yodah shenitma, v'nalu mena tumma, v'nichlas l'midash, v'shuv l'naid l'kli sasai. We know the sari nasa b'fnim, which is referring to the sari in Kippurim, comes for Klai Yisrael that did this avera, and a par al kohanim, and the parim Kippurim comes to be toilo for the kohanim, and as Rashi states, toilo achi avadaloi v'yavad b'ilu v'yared, and l'maisa how would Rabbi Shmuel be able to learn based on the Kal v'chimer that the avodos of the parim Kippurim mimic the avodos of the Param Del Shel Tzibor and the Pakri Mashiach, and how does he know that the din of Es, Badam, and Metoval applies to the Parim Kippurim? Because of these questions, so the Gemara finally explains that the Kal v'chimer Rabbi Shmuel is as follows, El Param Del Shel Tzibor v'sar Shem Kippurim, and when Rabbi Shmuel stated in his Kal v'chimer, Ma'ab Makim Shle Hushvu Kob L'Kobin Hishvu Maisel L'Maisim, that is referring to the Param Del Shel Tzibor and the Sar of Yom Kippurim. V'hachi Kama, and this is the way to understand the Kal v'chimer of Rabbi Shmuel, that Ma'ab Makim Shle Hushvu Kob L'Kobin, the high par b'chai Sarer, Ma'adach B'negei the Param Del Shel Tzibor and the Sar of Yom Kippurim, where the Kabbonis do not come from the same in, the Param Del Shel Tzibor is a par, and the Sar of Yom Kippurim is a Sar, and even so, Hushvu Maisel L'Maisel and Ma'adach Kosovu, at least in regard to those dinim that the Torah specifies, they're very similar, and the Torah specifies b'negei the Param Del Shel Tzibor as well as b'negei the Sar of Yom Kippurim, that is a requirement for Azoyis by the Pareches, as well as four matonis on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and the matonis have to be done be'etzba. Therefore, we learn a Kal v'chimer that makim shehushvu karbon l'karbon, it's certainly b'negei those karbonis, the min that the karbon is brought from are the same, and for example, the Par Yom Kippurim and the Par Kohen Mashiach, the high par b'high par, and we continue on daf mem alpha and aleph, so inyadin shehushvu maisim l'maisim, certainly those are voidos that are similar to each other by both of them, and for example, that Zohar by the Pareches, as well as those matonis on the Mizbeach Hazav, should have the same dinim. And since b'negei the din of the Par Kohen Mashiach, we have the din of Es, Badam, and V'toval, so therefore those dinim would apply to the Par Yom Kippurim as well, and as the Gemara states, v'osle Par Yom Kippurim, le'es Badam v'tfilo mi'Par Kohen Mashiach, and we learn the din of Par Yom Kippurim, b'negei the dinim that we learn from the words Es, as well as from the word Badam, as well as the word V'toval, from the Par Kohen Mashiach. Before we continue with the next line, let us recall that in the Braisa at the top of the Flamen Tassan Beis, the Gemara learned that since the Pasuk states, v'osle Par Kasha, osle Par Chatos, and the word Achatos was also extra, and we learned Elu Siyur Avedis Kechavim, and therefore we compared the Siyur Avedis Kechavim to the Param Del Shel Tzibor and the Par Kohen Mashiach. Since we learned the Limudim of Es Badam V'tfilah, b'negei the Par Kohen Mashiach, so based on this Hekesh, the same dinim would apply to the Siyur Avedis Kechavim as well, and therefore at this point of the Gemara, you already know that the Droshos of Es Badam and the Toval we saw by the Par Kohen Mashiach applied to the Param Del Shel Tzibor as well as to the Par Yom Kippurim, as well as the Siyur Avedis Zara. However, we still don't know how we know that these dinim would also apply to the Sar of Yom Kippurim. Therefore, Gemara states, V'asle Sar Yom Kippurim, Siyur Avedis Kechavim, Mikal V'chaymer. Based on the Kal V'chaymer, we will also be able to learn the dinim that we learn of Es Badam and V'toval apply to the Sar of Yom Kippurim as well. And Rashi brings down the Kal V'chaymer, U'mab makim shle hushvu karbon l'karbon, de parhelm v'sar shalom kippurim, madoch in a case where the actual species of carbon are not the same, and for example, the Param Del Shel Tzibor and the Sar of Yom Kippurim, even so, the avoidus of both of them that are mefurish in the Torah are similar to each other, and they both require hazor by the Pareches, as well as matanis on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and they're also required to be done by etzba, and therefore certainly mekayim sheshvu carbon l'carbon could go in Sar of Yom Kippurim v'siyur avodas kechavim, so certainly in a case where the species of the carbon the same, and for example, the Sarag and Kippurim and the Seir Avodah Zarah, so in addition, she is from Meisim and Meisim, and therefore all the Meisim should be the same. Since the dinim that we learn of Es Dam and Etzba apply to the Sarag Avodah Zarah, therefore they'll apply to the Seir Yom Kippurim as well. Before we continue, let us go back to the top Rashi on Daf Mem Aleph from an Aleph. Rashi is discussing the Gemara that we saw on Daf Mem Aleph Beis, and the Gemara stated that Mabim Makim Shlo Hushvu Karbon LeKarbon Madoch B'Negei the Parim Dov Shel Tzibor and the Sar of Yom Kippurim, that the Karbonos are not the same, as one comes from a Par and one comes from a Sar, and even so Hushvu Maisel and Maisel and Maida Kasabu, and the Torah specifies that there are Zoyis as well as Matonis Adam, as well as the Din of Etzba, both B'Negei the Parim Dov Shel Tzibor and the Sar of Yom Kippurim. And Rashi is bothered that certainly there are differences, as there are 7 Azoyis by the Parim Dov Shel Tzibor, and there are 8 Azoyis by the Sar of Yom Kippurim. In addition, the blood of the Parim Dov Shel Tzibor doesn't go l'fnai v'lefnim, whereas the blood of the Sar of Yom Kippurim goes l'de Kodesh Kedoshim and goes l'fnai v'lefnim. And therefore, Rashi explains that this is very limited, as Masha Pirish Hakosha Ba'Azoyis Aksuz Ben Loishina Azu Mizu Eilu Al Preches Ve'Eilu Al Preches Eilu Al Kronos Ve'Eilu Al Kronos Eilu Be'etzba Ve'Eilu Be'etzba Ba'af Agav L'Ksib Be' Besarias Be'Dav V'Tvila Ein Zeh Shinui De'Iklamim Le' Pirish Hakol Da'Bema De'Parish Loishani Vim Zeh Nichtes Lvim Vzeh Lo'in Nichtes Lvim Vzeh Tan Shmarin Azoyis Vzeh Tan Shara Mi'ul Ma'id Ksib Hu Loishina. However, at least in regard to whatever the Torah does specify, there is no major Shinuyim between the Parham Dov Shel Tzibor and the Sar of Yom Kippurim, as Rashi states in Riba Avodas Bezeh Yosim Azeh Mikol Mokom Ma'is Avodah Shehitzruch L'Shneim Loishina. Our Gemara now continues that now that we understand the member of Yishmol and Rabbi Shmuel's Kavul Chaymer, so the Gemara now has the following question: although it seems that Rabbi Shmuel has a valid Kavul Chaymer, however, the only way that this second Kavul Chaymer can actually work is only once we know that the dinim of Es and Dam and Tfila apply to the Sar of Avodah Zarah. And as we previously explained, the only way that we know that these apply to the Sar of Avodah Zarah is only based on the fact that it's hooked to the Pakri Mashiach and to Parim Dov Shel Tzibor, based on the extra word of Achatos, where the Torah states for Asal Par Kasha Asal Par Achatos. And if so, how can you then use this in order to learn a Kavul Chaymer, in order to teach us that these dinim also apply to the Sar of Yom Kippurim? And the Gemara states, Amar Papa Kasava Tanz Ve'er Bishmal Dovalam Bekesh Chayzum Lam Bekavul Chaymer Inuch Nami the Yeshiva Ve'er Bishmal did not apply this klal. They actually learned that even if something was initially learned from Hekesh, you could then use it in order to learn a Kavul Chaymer. And the Gemara now continues and discusses the Braisa that we had in Daf Mem Amud Beis, as we saw Machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, and as the Braisa explained that the Pasuk B'Negei Parim Dov Shel Tzibor could have just stated V'Asa Kasha Asar, and since the Torah stated V'Asa Lapar Kasha Asar Lapar Achatos, the first word Lapar and the word Lapar as well as the word Achatos are all extra, and Rabbi Akiva taught us for the word Lapar L'Rabbis Parim Kippurim L'Chol Masha'am B'Inyan. However, as we saw, Rabbi Shmuel stated that we don't need the word Lapar in order to be Ma'abed Parim Kippurim, as we could learn from the Kavul Chaymer that we just learned. Therefore, the Braisa ended off El Matam Leim Lapar, that according to Rabbi Shmuel, what does he do with the first word Lapar? And the Braisa explains Zer Parim Dov Shel Tzibor, that this is teaching Sadim B'Negei Parim Dov Shel Tzibor. And then when the pasuk states Lipar Achatos, he explains that the word Lapar refers to the Par Kayim Mashiach, and from the second word Lapar, we see the Zehekesh between the Parim Dov Shel Tzibor and the Par Kayim Mashiach. And just like we previously learned, that the Azoyis and the Matonis Adam of the Parim Dov Shel Tzibor are Ma'akev, so the same would hold true B'Negei the Par Kayim Mashiach. However, our Gemara now is that when we stated that the first word Lapar, Zeh Parim Dov Shel Tzibor, that this comes to teach us a din B'Negei the Parim Dov Shel Tzibor, Ha'Bitzibah Gufeksiv, but this word is written in the Pasha of the Parim Dov Shel Tzibor, and why would the Torah have to write the word Bapar? Before we continue, let us begin with the Shor HaKdama. When the Torah is discussing the Par Kayim Mashiach, so the Torah is Ma'arich regarding Dak Torah of the Chilul V'Ne'emurim Adam Mizbeach, and the Pesukim state Ves Kol Chilul Parachatas Yorim Menu as a Chilul V'Mechas Al Karev Ves Kol Chilul V'Shal Al Karev Ves Shtei Akleis Ves Chilul V'Shal Lein Ashal Akzolim Ves Yiseres Al Kovid Al Akleis Yisirena. Then in the next Pasha, when the Torah speaks about the Parim Dov Shel Tzibor, so the Torah is not Ma'arich at all, and all the Torah states is Ves Kol Chol B'Yorim Menu V'Hiktam Mizbecha, and the Torah doesn't mention the Shtei Akleis or the Yiseres Al Kovid. And in Pasha Shlach B'Negei the Seir Avodah Zarah, the Torah doesn't mention any Akhtar at all. And based on this, the Gemara continues, Amra Papa, Mishum de Boyeg Muri, Parim Dov Shel Tzibor, Be Yeseres Ushtei Akleyes, Lesir Avedis Kechavim. We want to learn that by the Seir Avedis Kechavim, there's a requirement to be Makta of the Shteya Kloyes and the Aseres HaKaved, just like there's a requirement to do so by the Parham Dov Shel Tzibur. A bit later we will see that this will be based on a Hekesh between the Parham Dov Shel Tzibur and the Seiri Avodah Zarah. However, the Maisa, the Torah doesn't specify the Din of Shteya Kloyes and the Aseres HaKaved by the Parham Dov Shel Tzibur, and only specifies it by the Parakoyim Mashiach. And the only way we know that there's a Din of Torah of the Shteya Kloyes and the Aseres HaKaved by the Parham Dov Shel Tzibur is only because we have a Hekesh between the Parham Dov Shel Tzibur and the Parakoyim Mashiach. Therefore, our Papa continues to explain Uparam Dov Shel Tzibur Begufei Leksiv, that the Din of the Aktara of the Shteya Kloyes and the Aseres HaKaved B'degei of the Parham Dov Shel Tzibur not explicitly stated by the Parham Dov Shel Tzibur and Bekesha Asi, and we only learn it based on a Hekesh from Parakoyim Mashiach and Istrich Lepar, and therefore the Torah had to state the word Lepar in order to reference the Parham Dov Shel Tzibur L'mehevi Kaman Dechsiv Begufei. As in this way, we don't look at it as if we actually learned it based on a Hekesh, and as if in the Pasha of Parham Dov Shel Tzibur, the Torah specifically tells us that there's a requirement to be makdir the Shteya Kloyes and the Aseres HaKaved, and v'lo lehavi davar alam v'hekesh chayzum alam v'hekesh, as if the pasuk would not specify it, then the only way we know is based on hekesh, and then the klal of davar alam v'hekesh ein chayzum alam v'hekesh would apply, and we wouldn't be able to learn that the din of aktara of the Aseres HaKaved and Shteya Kloyes would apply to the seer avidus kechavim as well. The Gemara now continues Tanika Vasra Papa. We have a brisa that's a raya to Papa, as the brisa teaches us that since the pasuk ben gated parum dov shel tzibur could have just stated va'asa kasha asa, as we previously explained. So matam leim lapar, why did the Torah state va'asa lapar kasha asa leparachatos? The brisa explains l'fish emra, since the pasuk in pasha shlach ben gated siyar v'dizara states v'chipa akoyin al kol das ben yisrael v'nisach lehem ki shkogohi v'heim meviu es kabonam ish l'ashem v'chatosel v'fei Hashem al shigosam. The pasuk could have just stated v'heim meviu es kabonam ish l'ashem, and therefore the words v'chatosel v'fei Hashem al shigosam are extra, and we dash in chatosim ilu siyur avedis kechavim. Chatosim refers to the siyur avedis kechavim. This pasha is referring to the siyur avedis kechavim. And when the pasuk states shigosam, ze parham dov shel tzibur, that this refers to the parham dov shel tzibur, as benegated parham dov shel tzibur, the pasuk in Vayikra states v'im kol das yisrael yishku, and the Torah uses the lashon of shkaga. Therefore, the Braisa tells us chatosim ashigosam amr Torah, chatosim arei lechach kishigosam, and we should be makish to siyur avedis kechavim and the parham dov shel tzibur, just like this requirement of Yeseris and Shteya Kloyes by the Parham Dov Shel Tzibur. So the same holds true, but the Gede Siyar Vedizara, that is a requirement to him after the Yeseris and Shteya Kavayid. However, the Braisa continues, Shigasum Hechon Lamadta, and Lamaisa, how do we even know that there's a requirement for Akhtar of Yeseris and Shteya Kloyes by the Parham Dov Shel Tzibur? Loi Behekesh, don't we learn it based on the Hekesh from the Parakoy Mashiach? And if so, the Gemara is bothered that how can we now learn the requirement for Akhtar of the Yeseris HaKavad and Shteya Kloyes and the Siyar Vedizara, Vechidav Alam Behekesh, Chayzum Alam Behekesh? And the Braisa continues to explain exactly as we saw from our Papa, Tamulim Lapar. Therefore, the Torah used the extra word of Lapar by the Parham Dov Shel Tzibur, Zeh Parham Dov Shel Tzibur, in order to teach us that there's a new din of Parham Dov Shel Tzibur, as we previously stated, L'mehevi Kamandach Sibbe Begufei, and therefore it's no longer considered Dov Olam Behekesh, and therefore you could still be Chayzum Olam Behekesh. And the Gemara ends off, and the Braisa ends off, Lapar, Zeh Parakoy Mashiach, and as we previously explained, that this is a separate limud in order to be Makesh, the Parakoy Mashiach to the Parham Dov Shel Tzibur. And since we already learned that based on the words of Asa Kasha Asa, that the Hazoyis and the Kabbalahs of the Parham Dov Shel Tzibur Ma'akev, therefore the Hazoyis and the Kabbalahs of the Parakoy Mashiach will also be Ma'akev. Once again, before we continue with the next Gemara, let us point out the following, that in the Brice on Daf Lamed Tesem Beis, when the Brice was discussing the Psukim by the Parham Dov Shel Tzibur, so we see that the word Achatas that states in the Pasuk, as the Pasuk states, Va'asa Lapar Kasha Asa Lapar Achatas, is actually extra and Elu Siyur Avodah Kechavim, and therefore we already had a Hekesh between Siyur Avodah Kechavim and the Parham Dov Shel Tzibur. And as Rashi explained on Daf Lamed Tesem Beis, that since in Pasha Shlach, when the Torah speaks about the Siyur Avodah Kechavim, the Torah doesn't explain exactly how to bring them, and it doesn't teach us the Dinim of the Azois, as well as the Dinim of the Matanois on the four Kronos of the Mizbeach HaPrimi, and the Psukim also do not mention that you have to burn the Siyur Avodah Zarah Chutzal Shalosh Machnois, and therefore we require this Hekesh. Agamar will now is that since we already have a Hekesh between the Siri Avodah Zarah and the Parham Dov Shel Tzibur, why did Agamar now have to make a new Hekesh from the Pasuk and Pasha Shlach, where it states Chatosam, and we stated that refers to Siri Avodah Zchavim and Shigosam Zeh Parham Dov Shel Tzibur, if we already had a Hekesh, and L'chayr from the original Hekesh that we had in Pashas Vayikra that stated Chatois, Elu Siri Avodah Zchavim, we should be able to learn that there's a requirement factor of the Aseres HaKavad Shtei Akloyes, not only by the Parum Dov Shel Tzibor, also by the Siri Avedi Zara. And as our Gemara continues, Omemar, that we just learned in our Braisa, when the Pasuk in Pasha Shlach states, Chatosam, Elu Siri Avedi Zchavim, when the Pasuk states, Shigosam, Ze Parum Dov Shel Tzibor, and the Gemara is, Tepuk Leim, Mikro Kamo, that why don't we learn it from the original Pasuk that we had, when we saw in Pasha's Vayikra, the word Chatosam, and we already had a Hekish between the Siri Avedi Zara and the Parum Dov Shel Tzibor, the Omemar, and as we saw in the Braisa and the Aflam and Tassim and Beis, Hachatos Rabbi Siri Avedi Zchavim, as we just explained. However, the Gemara continues, Amra Papa, the Rapapa explains, Istrich, that we do need both of these Hekeshois, as Sakadai Techamino, Hanimino, Azoy, Sexivim, Gufay, as if we would only have the Hekesh that was written by the Parum Dov Shel Tzibor, so we would say that the only time that we compare the Seiri Avedi Zara to the Parum Dov Shel Tzibor is only in regard to the Azoyis, as that is specified by the Parum Dov Shel Tzibor, and we continue end up Mem Avram Beis, Avo Yeseris, Shtei Akleis, Lexivim, Begufay, Emeloi, but since the Dinam of Yeseris and Shtei Akleis are not written specifically by the Parum Dov Shel Tzibor, so maybe that would not apply to Seir Avedi Zara, Kamash Blon, and that's why we have the second Hekesh in order to teach us that we also compare the Seir Avedi Zara to the Parum Dov Shel Tzibor, negated the Din of Aktara of the Yeseris and Shtei Akleis. And as Rashi points out, that the Pasuk in Pasha Shlach is actually talking about Aktara, since the Pasuk states, Vehem Aviu es Kabonam Ishel Hashem, Vechatasam Umfle Hashem Asher Gasam, and the words Ishel Hashem refer to Aktara, and the Gemara will now go back to a Gemara that we already spoke about in Daf Mem Amud Aleph. That Gemara was discussing a Braisa that we saw in Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, and the Braisa explained that when the Pasuk B'negeid Parum Dov Shel Tzibor stated, Osel Lapar, Kasha Osel Lepar Achatas, so the second word Lepar comes to include the Par of Yom Kippur. The Gemara was bothered by my Hilchasa, that why do we have to have a Hekesh between the Par Yom Kippurim and the Parum Dov Shel Tzibor? Initially, Rav Nachman Ben Yitzchak explained that this comes to teach us that just like the Azoyis by the Parum Dov Shel Tzibor Ma'akev, so too the Azoyis of the Parum Yom Kippurim is also going to be Ma'akev. And Rav Papa was Chilik Rav Nachman Ben Yitzchak, and he held that the word Lepar is actually coming to teach us that the dinim that we learned out of the words Es and Dam and V'Tovel that states by the Par Koyim Mashiach are also going to be relevant to the Parum Yom Kippurim, but there is no requirement to have a limud in order to teach us that the Azoyis of the Parum Yom Kippurim are Ma'akev. And when we initially started our Gemara, the Gemara started Tani Kavastra Rav Papa, that we have a Braisa that seems to be like Rav Papa, and as we saw, the member of Rebbe or the member of Rabbi Akiva, that when the Pasuk states Lepar, so it's coming L'Rabbi's Parium Kippurim L'chom Ashikasab Inyan, and the Gemara wanted to bring a Raya that this is like Rav Papa, as this Hekesh is coming to teach us that the Dinim of Es and Dam and Tefillah are also relevant to the Parium Kippurim. And our Gemara now continues in Es that Amalei Rav Huna Breid Rav Nasser Rav Papa Tana L'Rabbi's Parium Kippurim L'chom Ashikasab Inyan Kamar L'maisa the Lashon of Rebbe or Rabbi Akiva was from the words Lepar would be Marbe the Parium Kippurim in regard to all the dinim that is stated by the Parum Dov Shel Tzibor. And L'chayri, this doesn't only include the limudim that we learn from the word of Es and Dam and V'Tavol, and it seems that we also learn from this Hekesh that the Azoyis of the Parium Yom Kippurim will be Ma'akev, just like the Azoyis of the Parum Dov Shel Tzibor, and exactly like Rav Nachman Ben Yitzchak taught us. The Gemara tells us that Rav Papa responds to Rav Huna B'Rei Rav Nosson, Tanoi, that Ein Chinami, is Machlekes Tanoim, if we learn the din that Azoyis are Ma'akev from this Pasuk, or we learn it from the previous limud that Rav Papa brought, Tanadvei Rav Mirabi Hochi, as the Tanadvei Rav learned as I brought down, and as we saw at the bottom of Daf Mem Amud Aleph, and therefore, according to me, the only thing that we learn from the Hekesh to Parum Dov Shel Tzibor is that the limud of Es and Dam and V'Tavol applies to the Parium Kippurim. However, in Chinami, Tanadvei Rishmol, Loim Mirabi Hochi, that according to the Tanadvei Rishmol, they don't learn based on the previous limud, and therefore, in Chinami, according to the Tanadvei Rishmol, Fi Rebbe or the Fi Rabbi Kiva, they would hold that we learn all the dinim of Parium Kippurim from the Parum Dov Shel Tzibor. Not only would we learn that the dinim of Es and Dam and V'Tovel are applicable by the Parium Kippurim from the Parum Dov Shel Tzibor, but we would also learn that the Azoyis of the Parium Kippurim are Ma'akev, just like the Azoyis of the Parum Dov Shel Tzibor. And Ayin Rashi at the top of that Mem Alfon Beis Tanoi Tanad Ve'Rab Rabbi Hochi Hol Tanu Rabbanon or Asama Guris Kol Teres Kainim Kor Tanad Ve'Rab Ahi Masisa Kamaisa Leim Rabbi Le El Espedam V'Tfila V'Kuvah Nafgalei Mechuka V'L Rabbi Yehuda and according to Rabbi Yehuda from the Pasuk and Pasuk Achrei Mois that states V'Chila Mikaper Sakodesh as we previously explained on Daf Mem Amud Aleph and Rashi continues V'Tanad Ve'Rabbi Shmol Hach Tana Basra Da Omel Chola Om Be'in Masisa De Be'i Rabbi Shmoli She'nishtus V'Nisadra Be'Beis Medrash Shor Rabbi Shmol V'Sidra Botanoim Habe K'moisha Sidra B'Chiv Rabbi Isha Ayin Shom. The Gemara continues with a new idea as Tanad Ve'Rabbi Shmol B'Prim Man Nem Why is it that when the Torah speaks about the Haktorah by the Pakoy Mashiach, the Torah mentions the Aseris and Shtei Akleis, while in the next Pasha, when the Torah speaks about the Haktorah, the Parham Dov Shel Tzibor, the Torah doesn't mention the Aseris and Shtei Akleis? And he explains, Moshel Melch Basav Adam, Shazom Al Oyevai, Wa Soma Gurus, Shakos Al Oyevai, Mia Pesuchunai, Ben Plechi Basai, that is a Moshel to a Melch Basav Adam, when he gets angry at someone that he loves, he doesn't want to say over the entire story about how he wronged him. Instead, he'll say Bekitzer. Therefore, though Benegeda Pakoy Mashiach, who's only a Yachid, or Kodesh Baruch Hu's Marach in the Pasha, however, Benegeda the Parham Dov Shel Tzibor, where Kodesh Baruch Hu's beloved Klal Yisrael did Avera, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to be Mayit in the Pasha and doesn't want to have a lengthy discussion. As Rashi states, Umiya Besuchunai Kitzer Bedvarim. The Gemara continues with a similar memra, as Vitandre Rishmal, Mepriman Nemer Prechas Akkadesh, Bepakoy Mashiach, Vilinemer Parham Dov Shel Tzibor. Why is it that when the Torah speaking about the Azoyas that were done by the Pakoy Mashiach, the Torah states, V'tovel HaKoyin, as it's boy b'dom, v'hizim in adom, sheva pomum, f'nei Hashem, as p'nei p'riches HaKodesh, and the Torah uses the term HaKodesh. Then next Pasha, when the Torah is speaking about the Pakoy Mashiach, so the Torah states, V'tovel HaKoyin, as boy b'n adom, v'hizim sheva pomum, f'nei Hashem, as p'nei p'riches, and doesn't say p'riches HaKodesh. Raisa continues and explains, Mashal melech basav adom, shesach lo medina. Once again, there's a mashal to a melech basav adom, that the people of his country went against him and they did something wrong. So if it was only a small part of the population, or for example the Kohen Gadol that did the Avera, so then his kingdom remains intact. Therefore the Torah could still use Lashon of Pareches HaKodesh. However, since in the Pasha of Parham Dov Shel Tzibor, so it was Revat Tzibor that did Avera, this is compared to a Melech where most of the people of the kingdom did Avera and went against the king, and in Ruv then certainly his kingdom is not intact, and therefore it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves Klal Yisrael, and therefore the Torah didn't use Lashon Pareches HaKodesh, and only stated V'hizeh Sheva Pomum Lufnei Hashem as Pnei HaPareches, and we will stop over here.